Are you ready to make a little money? This is the Music City Bets Podcast with Fox 17 sports director Joel Jelinek, Ricky Merritt, and Chase McCabe on 102.5 and 106.3 The Game.
Welcome into Music City Bets, your home for betting and advice on all your favorite Nashville area teams. Chase McCabe has the night off. Rick Merritt, our betting analyst, with us now, and I'm your host, Jill Jelinek, sports director at Fox 17. Rick, how are we doing tonight?
I'm doing good. How about you?
It's championship week.
It's championship week and no Chase.
No Chase.
But we're chasing championships.
I see what you did there. I like that. That's the winning attitude we need this week because it is an exciting week. The regular season's over for college football. The playoffs. The latest playoff, the final playoff rankings. Also, bowl predictions. Yeah. A lot of fun things to talk about. But of course, the one, the only, the Tennessee Titans taking on the best team in the NFL, NFC leading.
No storylines in this one.
No, it's such a boring matchup.
This is awful.
God, you know, awful, if only there was like a former player with the Titans that is now the star wide receiver for the Eagles.
Yeah, what would that
be? Yeah. Yeah, and if that was the case, it would be cool if he was a big social media guy and got on social media all the time talking hype and being very vocal on social media.
And it'd be so cool if Fox, which I think you can watch the game on Fox.
That's right, you can.
Okay. I think it would be cool if they sent their number one broadcast team to this game. I don't know, just saying.
Yep, just saying. We are talking about the one and only A.J. Brown, who the Titans traded away first round the NFL draft this past year. Huge shocker, because even though we knew he was in negotiations and trying to work out a deal, the Titans don't make splashy moves. And they made a huge one, trading away A.J. Brown. They got Treylon Burks and several picks in exchange for A.J. Brown. But he's having a year Philadelphia. The Eagles are having a year. 10-1, best team in the NFL, leading the NFC. Their only loss, I believe, was the Commanders.
You're right.
Thank
Monday Night Football.
Thank you, Monday Night. I think
I forgot they. Yeah, yep. It was a close game to the Colts last week, so they came back and won that one.
They did. Yep. But this is a very good Eagles team. Oh, yeah. They're favored by 5.5 points. Are you surprised how low that is?
I'm surprised that money is coming in on the Titans. That means, right?
Yeah.
So it opened at 6.5 Sunday night. It closed before the Packers-Eagles Sunday Night Football game, reopened back at 6. So being at 5, I saw it at a few books today at 4.5. So a lot of money's coming in on the Titans. I'm really shocked by that, seeing how they played Sunday against the Bengals. So I'll make a prediction on the game later, but I am shocked that number is so low.
So low. It, like you said, Titans coming off a disappointing loss to the Bengals. They never seemed to be the better team. Bengals looked to be in control, even though Titans were winning first half. Yeah. Tied at the half, but they scored first. Yes. Mm-hmm. Had this game, this Eagles-Titans game, come after the Packers' performance, where the Titans had their best offensive performance, went on the road, tough, cold, rainy game, and defeated the Packers, then I would say, okay, yeah, that makes sense. I do think it is pretty low for a Titans team that clearly was having struggles on Sunday. And again, this is also in Philly.
Yes.
I mean, that is not an easy place to play. Several of the players were talking about that today. Ryan Tannehill, quarterback for the Titans, talking about how huge of an environment is, not just the stadium, but the fans, the atmosphere, the energy. It's one of the places to play. It also you want to play if you're a competitor. It's also a very challenging place to play.
Oh yeah, we know about Eagles fans and Philly fans in general. You know, this is close to December, so they're throwing batteries at Santa and booing them. And
wait, you know, who's throwing batteries at Santa?
Oh, that's a story. Yeah, Google it. Yeah, Eagles fans have thrown batteries at Santa and booed them.
Well, what do they think they're going to get for Christmas? They're going to get coal. Yes, yeah, okay. Well, they're
A lump of coal. Shout out to you, Eagles fans. That's okay. Awful. We love Santa around here. We don't boo Santa.
Yeah,
we boo AJ Brown.
I think. The one factor that it, Titans do look a little better with is their health. Center Ben Jones practiced on Wednesday. Good sign. He's still going through concussion protocol. Okay. That's a huge difference on that offensive line.
Big time.
Jeffrey Simmons played in the last game. Didn't practice on Wednesday, so
If I was the coaches, that's probably one guy that you shouldn't really have to practice.
Well, especially if he continues to battle this ankle injury. Exactly. We asked him today when in the locker room how his ankle's feeling. He says it's feeling good. You know, he's not going to tell us, it's horrible, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
But he seemed confident in his answer. I think my point I'm trying to make is there aren't any glaring big injuries like, you know, what the Titans had gone through a couple weeks ago with the Ryan Tannehill ankle injury.
Bud Dupree
looks like he's on the right side of things with his hip.
What about Danico Autry?
He did not practice on Wednesday. Okay. Did not practice on Wednesday. That might be one
to watch.
Yeah, keep an eye on.
Yeah. The defense is still solid. They got guys behind.
Absolutely,
DeVito.
Yeah.
DeMarcus Walker is a guy I love watching him play. So they're okay right now. They're okay. They got depth back there on that front seven.
Well, and they're gonna have to have depth in the secondary too, because they're going to have their work cut out for them with AJ Brown. We talked to several of the players today about AJ Brown, and I'd asked safety Kevin Byard,
Philly native,
yeah. What's it going to be like? He said, yeah, you know, it's going to be weird. And he said AJ Brown's such a top player that it's exciting. To go up against him, former teammate, all that's there. And then I asked him, okay, so how do you make sure he doesn't have a huge game?
Right, exactly.
That's great. Okay, we asked you how you feel. You know, it's exciting, blah, 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 the storyline. Okay, now how do you slow him down?
Right.
And Kevin Byard said specifically separation. You can't let him get separation. You got to play him in tight coverage. And you also got to make him make hard contested catches.
That's a good call.
Make him make an amazing play.
That's a good call.
Don't let him off easy, because he's so talented. He only needs X, Y, and Z for him to make a big play. Okay, make him make a very, very good play. It's going to be a fun matchup to watch. The game total, Rick, 44.5 for Titans and Eagles.
Okay.
What are your thoughts about that?
I need to see what the Philly weather looks like. So we need to hit up our Fox 17
Chief Meteorologist,
Katie Morgan for that one. But without looking at the weather, I would lean towards the over here. This screams like 24-20. 42 and a, you said it was 42 and a half?
44 and a half.
44 and a half. So 24-21 would get us over the hump. This team last week, the Titans, only scored 16.
Yeah.
But they squandered so many chances in the red zone.
Yeah. 0 for 3 in the red zone last week against Bengals. Zone.
Also, their rookie kicker missed a kick, which I'm gonna say they do better this time. I don't think they're going to have slant patterns for Jeff Swaim this week. So I'm going to go over the total. I'm not going to say who wins yet, but I do like the over. I'm going to use that as my lock.
Yeah.
Both teams have great rushing attacks. Obviously, Derrick Henry, once he can get going, this is a different team. They were an awful team last week when he couldn't get it going. He had one explosive play.
And credit to the Bengals.
Yes.
Rush defense. Yes. They did a great job. They keyed in on him.
Almost like the Broncos a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, yeah, no, absolutely. Derrick Henry is not a big secret.
No.
He's a big guy,
yeah,
and he's so talented that even if defenses put, you know, everybody in the box against him, he's still going to make it difficult. Exactly. But elite defenses, good defenses are not going to have him, are not going to let him take that second, third step for him to take off. And that's this defense, this Eagles deep front.
And I love Derrick Henry, don't get me wrong. And I feel like he still is the best running back in the NFL.
Agreed, same.
But you can look at him last week against the Bengals and say, he is losing a step, maybe not two steps, but that long screen pass he had in the first quarter, that was a touchdown in 2020. That was a touchdown in 2019. In 2022, he's getting stopped at the 3-yard line. So, obviously, and the Eagles' defense, they're improved. They're probably not going to let him get big chunk plays like that, but you need at least 2 to 3 chunk plays from Derek to probably win this game.
You want to take a guess what the Eagles defense ranks in rushing yards per game? Ooh, this is a good in
one.
The league?
This is a good one. I don't think
the rushing, right? We're talking about rushing. How many yards per game does the Eagles defense allow?
I'm going to say they're top 15. Top 15.
Doing quick math right here. I'm trying to count in my head. That tells you enough. Middle of the pack.
Middle of the pack.
Middle of the pack. Eagles allowing 120 rushing yards per game.
Okay. So, and another thing I saw last week.
They're not top 10 like they are in passing. Number two in the league in defense, in passing yards allowed.
So, Ryan Tannehill's probably not going to beat them with his arm this week. But you're going to need it. You're going to need it, but they're top. You said they're top 10 against the pass, right?
No, they're number 2 against the pass.
Okay.
They are number 2 against the pass.
That's a no-fly zone.
That's a no-fly zone.
Yes.
I like what you did there. No-fly zone.
That's a no-fly zone right there.
Yeah, so that's a run zone, so we're running, which, again, that's the Titans' strength. That's exactly what we like. Going back to these two offenses, though, and knowing this about the defense,
I still like the over.
You still like the over.
I still like the over. I still like the over here. Another thing, both teams against the spread, 4-1 their last 5. Obviously, we all talked about
both teams.
Both teams.
4-1.
4-1 against the spread in their last 5. The Titans had a 8-game cover streak at one point. It ended Sunday at home. Eagles, they have been dominating aside from the Commanders game on Monday Night Football. Mm-hmm. I'm going to lean Eagles to win.
Okay.
Do I think it's a close game? Yes. So I will wait. I'm going to wait until Sunday.
A little closer. See where that line's at. You think it's going to move more since a lot of money is coming in on the Titans?
I think it's going to move just a little bit more. I'm going to say it closes around 4.5.
Yeah.
So I might buy in at 5, but I feel like it's going to close at 4.5. Probably won't take the money line in this one. I'm going to think the Eagles win this one. If I had to pick any anytime touchdowns,
Derrick Henry. We always take
Derrick Henry, but they're going to force feed AJ Brown.
Yeah,
they're going to make sure he gets one, at least one against the Titans. 2. I don't know, but at least one. And that's probably going to be plus money, but I'm going to definitely take A.J. Brown to score a touchdown Sunday.
He's also, so active on social media, right? Yes. He's vocal. I think the word to describe his social media presence is vocal.
Yeah, he's young.
Would you kind of consider him kind of a little bit of an emotional player?
Yes, no doubt. You have to think that in his house, apartment, whatever he has in Philadelphia right now, there's a huge countdown clock.
to Sunday, 12 p.m.
12 p.m. Last week, Chase said that Ryan Tannehill had a photo of the Bengals defense
on his mirror. AJ Brown
has one of Jeffrey Simmons, Christian Fulton, and Kevin Byard. And so I just feel like he scores a touchdown Sunday. Give me AJ Brown to score.
When you were first saying how AJ Brown has something in his house, I thought you were going to say a big target with Vrabel's face in the middle of it.
But the target is actually the Titans logo.
Yeah.
With red and white, like a bullseye. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I like that. I like that better, actually.
I think
he's just throwing darts in it every day, just getting ready.
Well, and hey, if you're a player and, you know, wearing your emotions and getting yourself hyped or whatever, if you are more comfortable vocal, and that's what it takes on Sunday or whatever to get you through the week, that's how you're enjoying the sport and your job, then hey, more power to you.
More power to you. It's 2022, and these folks, you got to figure out a way to motivate yourself. Social media is one of them. And he's doing it his way. He's a young kid. He's in his 20s. Obviously, Twitter is a big deal to him, and Instagram. And if that's how he gets himself hyped up for this game Sunday, well, more power to him.
And he's having a heck of a year.
I agree. Now, last week he did get sick. I think he was he's not on the injury report, but he was sick during the game. I don't know if he had Chipotle again or not, but he was sick. Oh, God.
For anybody that's not familiar with the Chipotle incident of 2021, it was epic. AJ Brown was sidelined for. Did he end up playing in that Bills game? Was that the Bills?
I want to say he did.
He did play, but he was questionable on the injury report. And we were all like, what is going on? And it wasn't until Sunday night after the win that A.J. Brown said, oh, by the way, I had some bad Chipotle.
I had some bad Chipotle. And I'll never forget, Twitter was a blaze because they wanted to know what Chipotle he went to. Was it the one by the practice facility? Was it the one over on whatever street? But that was a very... very funny time at that place last year.
I will say this. You know, we knew this was going to be the AJ Brown Bowl. The storylines were going to be surrounding him. AJ Brown, you know, talking about recently how he feels like, you know, he won in terms of like the trade with the Titans. He had a quote in the ESPN article saying he felt that he's given everything he can to his family. Yeah. And that's important to him, and that's great.
Yeah.
However, I will say this.
However,
this sure smells like a Vrabel special.
Oh, I love when you say that.
We have mentioned the Vrabel special before.
Love it.
And when we use that phrase, it usually refers to a game where the Titans are heavy underdogs, and the national media, the rest of the country, everybody else except for the Titans who enters that facility at the Titans practice facility every day doesn't believe that the Titans can win this game. And somehow Vrabel finds a way to pull out the most skill, effort, everything that he has, everything his players have. He pulls it out for these games. I think especially because the Titans are coming off this Bengals loss. That was huge disappointment.
Bad
taste in the mouth. No one's picking the Titans this Sunday. You know, Vegas isn't. National media isn't. This sure smells like a Vegas special. Now, will I take the Eagles, the Titans money line? I think I'll wait till Sunday.
Yeah, I'm going to wait till Sunday. This is a live bettor's dream. This is a game where the Titans could be down.
Can you talk about the benefits of that?
Why
is more beneficial to live bet?
Because you want to see how they come out. First couple of drives, you want to see how the Titans look. Maybe see if there's any adjustments potentially. And then pounce on the live money line. Pounce on the live spread. Hey, the Eagles might score on the first drive. It might be 7-0 to start the game. Now the Titans are a 12-point underdog. So now you can go in, maybe double down on that. They eventually cover. Now you got the plus 12.5 and eventually your pregame ticket as well. So that's why I always like to say it's a lot better dream that this type of game where the Titans could come out slow, but this is a second-half team most of the time, and eventually cover in the end.
To your point, Eagles put up 2 touchdowns against the Packers in the first 5 minutes of the game.
Exactly.
That was last Sunday
night football last week wasn't, was crazy.
Wasn't it? 4 touchdowns in the first quarter alone. Yes. 2 from Philly, 2 from Green Bay, and then it was just a bloodbath after that.
Yeah, Aaron Rodgers got hurt.
Yes.
Even Jordan Love threw a touchdown. Yeah. It was a nice one too.
Again, Titans 5.5-point underdogs, game total set at 44.5. Money line, Eagles -250, Titans +250. It's a 12:00 kickoff on Sunday, and you can watch that on Fox 17.
There you go.
Switching gears to college football.
Yep.
Championship weekend.
I love it.
Before we jump into that, Rick, what was your favorite game from Rivalry Weekend?
Ooh, man.
Because there were some good ones.
There were some good ones. South Carolina beating Clemson was probably my favorite.
And did anyone see that coming?
No.
No.
Not at all.
I mean, they just destroyed Tennessee the week before. But no, I didn't see even that coming.
And last week we talked about it. We said that Dabo gave him all the compliments. And basically we're saying, thank you for giving us the opportunity.
We did. Yes.
Give us the opportunity. And did South Carolina do? They say, hold on now, player.
Whoa.
Hold that bus watch, gentlemen. Yeah. And beat them 31-30 in Clemson. So that was unbelievable.
I think that was definitely a big highlight of last weekend. Speaking of Clemson, Tigers favored by 7.5. In the ACC championship against North Carolina.
I like UNC for this reason and this reason only. Drake May has one last shot to prove to the Heisman voters that he deserves a chance to go to New York. Are you a Heisman voter? I meant to ask you that.
No.
You should be.
Okay, yeah.
Next year, I need you to be a Heisman voter.
Okay, yeah.
You want to speak that to his existence. I'm gonna have a hashtag, Jill for Heisman voter.
Oh, gosh. that will go over well.
Jill for Heisman voter.
Yeah, yeah.
We're going to talk about Jill later on in a second, too. We won't bring that up yet. But I like UNC here, +7.5. I might even sprinkle a little bit on the money line.
Sprinkle.
Winners get sprinkles. Clemson has nothing else to play for right now other than bowl positioning. They have no chance at the playoff. They're not going to put a two-loss Clemson Tigers team in. Give me the North Carolina Tar Heels.
The Tar Heels that have something to play for. I like that.
They can build on this to next season. Their quarterback's a redshirt freshman. He's back next year probably. I like them. I like them more in this situation. I've never been a DJ. Can't even say his last name. I'm not even going to try. But he is just an awful quarterback. He's going to be a tight end in the NFL. He's Logan Thomas 2.0. So give me UNC +7.5. Not going to touch the over under total. Just going to root for UNC to keep it close and potentially win in the fourth quarter.
Speaking of playing for something along the line, TCU, Big 12 championship. TCU favored by 2.5 points against Kansas State.
They played each other earlier this year. TCU won 38-28, the over hit, and TCU covered by a touchdown. So give me TCU again. I know a lot of UT fans and Alabama fans and even Ohio State fans won't like that. But I feel like this TCU team, they keep hearing people say, but they're going to lose the next game. Are they really that good? I think they are that good. And it took a coaching change last year for them to realize how good they are.
Yeah.
And Sonny Dykes, I think he deserves Coach of the Year. I'm going to say TCU wins this. We'll see them in the college football playoff. And you can hear that game on 102.5 the game.
On Saturday. Do you know what time that kickoff is?
I believe it's at 11 o'clock. Don't count me on that. But I know my good man, Chase McCabe, will
got everything.
Make sure
that's
known.
You know, I think earlier I said the final college football playoff ranking, penultimate.
Oh, love that word.
Penultimate, right? Because we wrapped up the regular season. Now we're in this, like, awkward weekend, not awkward. We love championship weekend, but you know what I mean? Where we have only a handful of teams playing this bonus week, right?
Which is crazy that all four teams in the playoff are playing Saturday.
It speaks to the power, the strength of those four teams. Yes. But we haven't, I don't know if we've seen that before.
I don't know.
Especially with Notre Dame in the past.
Obviously, Notre Dame, you don't see them play on the first December, Saturday in December. So I would say that's never really happened. So, but the one team that's rooting for one of these teams to lose is Ohio State.
Right. And that brings me to the Big Ten championship, Michigan versus Purdue. Michigan favored by 17 points.
Yes.
The Wolverines should not have a problem.
I agree.
Unfortunately, with Purdue.
Probably not going to have their quarterback, Aiden O'Connell. He had a loss in the family. His brother passed away. So I doubt he's going to play in this game. If he does, hey, more power to him. But I'm going to go Michigan here to cover. They have they're on a mission for Michigan, a national championship. It's right there. I feel like they're just as good as TCU, just as good as USC. Georgia, I don't know. I don't know if they can beat Georgia, but I would like to see that matchup. That's probably – that might be our national championship game is Michigan versus Georgia. So give me the Wolverines to cover in Indianapolis versus Purdue.
Right now, as the college football playoff rankings stand, penultimate week.
Love it.
Georgia, number one. Michigan, two. TCU, three. Southern California.
Ooh, SoCal.
SoCal, four. So you're right. If the playoffs, if those four held next week, after this weekend, Georgia would face Michigan in the national championship if they were to advance.
Are you a SoCal fan?
Are you asking me if I am a Trojan fan or am I a fan of Southern California? Because I'm born and raised Southern California, so exactly. The answer to that is yes.
The answer is, but were you a Trojans fan growing up?
Well, you know, there's only two choices in Southern California. You're either a Bruins fan or a Trojans fan.
Interesting.
I was a Bruin fan.
Really?
UCLA softball. Oh, the dream school.
Really?
Shout out to Caitlin Sue and Quist. Oh, what a phenomenal program. Just, I worshipped those women. They were my inspiration.
That's awesome. See, we're getting to know Jill as well. There you go. That's what we do with Chase back, out here.
Yeah, that's enough. Know me. That's enough.
It's not enough yet. Hold on.
We were mentioning SEC. Georgia favored by 17.5 points against LSU. You know, looking at these teams, Rick, TCU, Michigan, yeah. Yes. UGA. I have a hard time seeing them go down this weekend. I really do.
I think this is going to be your four going into January. Unfortunately for Ohio State, not really. You should have just won last week. Yeah,
Exactly. They did everything they could in their power to get the decision in their hands, right? And it was theirs. It wasn't out of the decision. Was not out of their hands. Nope. They had to win, and they did not.
Nope.
And Michigan. I mean, that wasn't close. It didn't end up being close.
No, at all. That was a blowout.
Yeah. By the way, USC. Taking on Utah, 11th ranked Utah, which you never don't look past Utah.
Utah beat USC earlier this year.
There you go. So that might be the one of the four that I would maybe stay away from betting wise.
And that's Friday.
Yeah. And that's on, you can watch that game on Fox.
Whoa, look at that.
Yeah, there you go. Fox 17.
Does that mean you're going to be on late Friday night?
Sure does, my friend. Sure does. That's okay. We got to, you know, shout out to, real quick, shout out to all the high school football teams and state championships this weekend. We got the Division II schools playing Thursday. We got Class 1A, 3A, 5A on Friday, and then 6, 4, and 2 on Saturday. Congrats to all the teams.
Yes,
Nashville area teams, of course, but it's such a big sports city that the first level to get cut, you know, sometimes when it comes to attention and love is high school. So I love making sure we give those guys, those young men, some good credit.
And real quick, Trent Dilfer, UAB head coach. So
former Lipscomb Academy head coach.
And he's going to coach on the state championship.
He is. Yep. He met with his team, UAB, Wednesday, and then 11 a.m. Thursday morning. So whenever,
That's a big game.
Yeah.
And it's against CPA, right?
CPA, the same team that Lipscomb Academy beat
last year. Two NFL quarterbacks going at it for the state title.
Engel Martin.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh, versus Trent Dilfer. Should be fun.
Okay, Rick, what do you got for our dogs of the week?
I'm going to go to the old Mac.
Ooh,
the
Mac Championship. Mac Attack.
A little Mac-tion on a Saturday morning. Give me the Ohio Bobcats on the money line. They're plus +2. To cover, and I think they're like plus +110 on the money line. Give me the Bobcats on the neutral field in Detroit to win and represent the MAC as their champion. That is my dog of the week. Obviously, regular season's mostly over for everybody.
Yeah.
There's still a few games. I saw a few teams schedule a 12th game. I think their UTSA has a 12th game this weekend. So
Conference USA Championship.
Oh, that's the championship.
It's the championship.
Game.
Okay, sorry. Yes.
So I did. There you go.
Yeah, Conference UTSA Roadrunners
versus.
They won the regular season Conference USA title. They are going to take on North Texas on Friday.
Now the Conference USA game, is that a home game? Is that like they play
it? It is. It is in the Alamo Dome. And UTSA head coach Jeff Traylor is trying to pack that thing.
I think
it's
he will.
It's hard to. It is a big Alamo Dome. It is a big stadium.
How many? What does it hold? Like 30? 40?
Oh, no. I'm pretty sure. Hold on. He's asking to fill 45 thousand, but I think that's even a little bit short of.
Give me a row, Rose.
Go ahead. Hey, take a guess how many fit in the Alamo Dome.
I'm going to say 50.
72,000.
Why is there no NFL team in San Antonio?
Wait a minute. 000? The bigger question is, yes, it is huge.
It's huge. That's a big stadium. Huge.
They host the Alamo Bowl every year.
Yeah, I love that.
They have to cut off the top level.
See, I'm young enough.
Because it looks so bad when they can't fill that whole thing.
I'm old enough to remember when the Spurs played there for a while.
Oh, wow.
That is crazy. Yeah. That's a nice little arena.
Yeah.
Shout out to the Alamo Dome. They're also, fun fact about the Alamo Dome, hosting the Royal Rumble in January.
Okay, there you go.
There you go.
A little R&R.
We bring a lot of stuff to this podcast.
A lot of flavor, yeah.
A lot of flavor. There you go. Not just bets.
Lock of a week, since our friend Chase isn't here.
So I'm going to do this for Chase. He asked me to give out his lock of the week, and I'm going to do it for him. We're going to go to the NFL. I got to sit here and pull up his locks that he sent me. And he is taking the Dallas Cowboys -11 against the Indianapolis Colts on Sunday Night Football.
I'm going to say that's a pretty good lock.
That's a great lock. Good job, Chase. Way to go out there on a limb. Dallas -11.
Yeah, no arguments there. I think, yeah, Cowboys trending in a good direction. Colts the other way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jeff Saturday, he started his coaching career.
That's right.
2-0 ATS against the spread. He was doing good, and now two straight losses against the spread.
Against the spread.
Against the spread.
Yeah, just be clear. Okay. Yeah. Well, hey, how about I prop it like it's hot for you?
Oh, man. We love this segment.
I just love saying
prop
it like it's hot.
Love this segment.
Okay, Thursday Night Football matchup. Bills, Patriots. Give me Bills quarterback Josh Allen over 41.5 rushing yards.
I love it.
Josh Allen ran for 78 yards last week. I thought that was amazing. He put up 70. Well, guess what? He's ran for over 40 eight different times this year.
Yeah.
Eight different games. He's over 40 yards.
He is
rushing yards. He is the rushing attack.
He is the rushing attack. Yes. Like, oh, Devin Singletary. That's okay. We got Josh Allen.
We got Josh Allen.
Josh Allen. His first option is to run.
Yeah.
Then Stephon Diggs.
It just seems like you want a lock. That it sounds like I like that prop. So there you go.
And we're getting a good Thursday night game too.
Great Thursday night game. I love it. But you know what? It's that Sunday game, that noon kickoff in Philly. It's going down.
What channel is it come on?
Fox 17.
I love it.
Fox 17.
You doing a pregame show?
No pregame show. I will have the postgame at 10 o'clock, also known as Sports Overtime.
I love that show, too. People should watch that show. It's a great show.
Appreciate it, Ray.
Jill does a great job. And speaking of doing a great job, shout out to my girl, Jill. She was nominated today by the NSMA Sports Media Awards. She is up for Tennessee Sportscaster of the Year. And it's some good competition in it, including the Titans' own Mike Keefe, Michael Wallace of the Grizzlies. Okay. Pete Weber. The great Pete Weber. You're up against Pete Weber.
I know. I'm just smiling over Pete here. Weber, I wish I could tell everyone listening that Ricky is just being funny and
no, this is
putting
serious.
Me on the spot. But
this is serious.
I appreciate it, Rick.
You
honestly,
are getting
though,
awards
the company,
after awards.
The company, you said it, Pete Weber. Willie Donick with the Preds.
Yeah.
Also some of Mike Keith.
Yeah.
Grizzlies. Also a couple of our other local Nashville TV.
Yeah, we don't know those guys. You're better than those people. Trust me. Well, you are the gold standard right now in Nashville.
Rick, you're being nice. Yeah, I appreciate you.
It's the truth.
Thank you. Hey.
And Chase will say the same thing.
I know.
Shout out to Chase. We miss you, buddy. We're having a good time.
That will do it for us here on this edition of Music City Bets. I'm Jill Jelnick. He's Ricky Merritt. And hey, don't forget, winners get sprinkles.
I love it.